The electoral defeat of John Kerry has not deterred grassroots anti-war organizations. Last Sunday, 300 people participated in a peace train and rally in Newark, New Jersey, the largest such demonstration since the 60s. The Newark Star-Ledger refused to report on it. This Saturday, under the theme War is Not a Holiday, about 200 activists positioned a highly visible vigil on Fifth Avenue near Rockefeller Center, where crowds come to admire the gorgeously decorated holiday window items they generally cannot afford. Sharon Black, a union activist and anti-war organizer in Baltimore, summarizes the message.
Make no mistake about it, those who are shopping today, we are not safer because the Iraqi people are under attack. What would you do if someone bombed your synagogue or your church or your home? Would you love them? No, you would want the occupation to end. This war will only bring more anger. It will only bring more 911s. We do not benefit. Our children can no longer be on the front lines of this war. Our pockets are going to be robbed every day as long as this war goes on, because Big Oil wants our children there. We need to bring our troops home.
Later in the afternoon, at the community church on East 35th Street, a public meeting called by Veterans for Peace and Military Families Speak Out brought out over 300. Alex Rabov from Iraq Veterans Against the War participated in the invasion of Iraq and described a horrifying experience.
So Iraqi is getting cut in half by 50 caliber machine guns. One Iraqi, as he was jumping off the back of a truck to try to get away, was hit by a tank round and was just vaporized instantly. Also, coming back to the States, a lot of people have you believe that, you know, you go to war and you did this great thing for your country and you come back and, you know, it's a welcome home celebration and things go back to normal. That couldn't be further from the truth. And what I've been told is that what I have is mild PTSD, constantly either having dreams or nightmares about being back in Iraq. Every sudden sound makes me jump. Little things just really enrage me, especially being out on the street and then seeing like recruiters targeting young kids the same way that I was targeted. I'd just like to state the mission statement of Iraq Veterans Against the War. We demand that all our troops be brought home now, and that the troops are given what they were promised by the military and by our government, which means health care, educational benefits, and everything like that.
There are many signs that U.S. soldiers are becoming more aware. Monday, December 6th, in San Diego, 3rd-class Petty Officer Pablo Paredes reported in civilian clothes and refused to board the ship that was to bring 3,000 Marines to Iraq, stating that he would rather go to prison. His brother Victor came to speak on his behalf.
The one basic thing we can't forget is that whether we're soldiers, whether we're Marines, whether we're sailors, or whether we're veterans or civilians, above all else, we're human. And we really need to take care of ourselves in that respect and respect humanity and life. My brother, much like many other young men in the inner city, young man with a lot of passion, a lot of energy, in need of maybe some direction, in search of something, you know, something beyond the walls of the inner city, found the Navy as an option, as maybe an opportunity to see the world and seeing other societies and other ways of thinking, but also seeing how our own soldiers behaved when they would go to these other places really raised the consciousness and made him ask himself a lot of questions, because we're not alone in the world. We may be citizens of the U.S., but we're also citizens of the world. And most certainly, our presence in Iraq is not justified in any way, shape, or form. You know, we also have a very practical case, which I think everybody here, even in the regular media, saw that our government stood before the United Nations and before all of us as citizens and explained that we were in search of weapons of mass destruction. And in my observation, it seems that the only mass destruction has been carried out by our own people in that place.
At the WPAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn.